Stand by, Jerry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Jerry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM, AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm glad that you joined us. And today we're broadcasting from Lule's Car Connection over on Mission Street Southeast in Salem, 2055 to be exact. Since we're at Lule's Car Connection, our guest today is the president of the Lule Group, Don Lule. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Wonderful, Terry.
When we're looking around, some of the most beautiful cars I've ever seen are in this parking lot.
We appreciate that. They're all cars that we've taken in trade from some of our local customers, just like yourself.
We've had the opportunity or the privilege to buy several cars from you over the years. Your cars are not like the same type of cars that we'd see on a car lot downtown someplace. You've got some beautiful cars. It seems like you guys take that extra mile to go through these cars and make sure these things are top of the line for your customers.
You know, what makes us a little bit unique is we have, you know, we sell our local cars, and so when we sell a lot of new cars. So when you sell new cars, you take on some really nice trades. So we're not ones that run to the auctions and go buy cars and put them on a lot and don't have any idea of where they've been. What makes it kind of nice is we can bring them in. They're already in very nice condition. We kind of screen through them, check them out, make sure they're where they need to be. We're a Carfax certified dealer, so that means all of our cars have been checked for background and know where they've been, and so it makes it nice for the next customer.
Now, do you have certain guidelines that you go by on which cars you will take and which cars you won't take? I mean, do you see some cars and go, no, that's just not up to our standards?
Well, we take anything in trade. I mean, but again, when you're dealing with the caliper of cars and the caliper of clients that we have, they generally don't trade in a piece of garbage. I mean, so when we get something in, that there's very few times that we'll actually wholesale a car to another dealer of something we don't like, because it's usually something they're just upgrading from a brand new car or a couple year old car to so they're just trading a couple year old car back in.
And you have a lot of repeat customers?
We run about 70% of our customers are return
really?
Customers.
And it's all word of mouth, a lot of that?
A lot of word of mouth.
Yeah. Now, when you get a car as a trade-in, what do you guys do? You take it into your shop, and what do you go through it from bumper to bumper?
You know, we have an independent outside service shop. We don't do any mechanical work here on site, but we have an independent shop that we work with. We bring them in, have them check them out. If we feel we need to, most of the time we don't, because the car's got good service records with it. We check them out, make sure, you know, the brakes and everything are in good condition. Everything works, and then we detail it. We have all in staff, a complete detail shop, so we can do all the detailing right here. We've gone through the car. You know, we put tires on them. A lot of times we put custom wheels on them, tint the windows, do some of the custom stuff that you see, and then detail them out and put them on the lot. Many times the cars that we take in trade never make it on the lot. You know, we re-inventory 75, 80, 90 cars in the lot all the time.
What do you mean they never make it on the lot?
They've already been sold. So they'll come in trade. Some, you know, we have people that drive by on a regular basis. You know, we got 50, 60,000 cars a day drive by us here on Mission Street. Many times people will drive by and they go, oh, God, I've always been waiting, looking for that certain type of car. And I go, well, we sold 3 of them. I mean, why don't you ask us? Well, those cars, a lot of times we got someone already asking for the car. So they'll come in trade and we'll it'll be gone before it ever makes it.
So if somebody wants a specific car, you'll go out and find it for them?
Yeah, we do a lot of locate. That's kind of when the market's, you know, over the last almost 40 years, the 1980s, when I got my license and started selling cars. Over those years, we just started having people that, you know, not always had the right car for them. So people would say, well, God, I really like the way you guys do business, but I wish you could, can you find me one? You know, I don't want to go from lot to lot and trying to, you know, do that. And so we kind of took off at that, and that's kind of our broker service. We broker probably at least 50% of our inventory is brokering, which means, you know, you come in and we don't quite have the right Corvette or the Camaro or Mercedes or a Toyota Camry or whatever it is you're looking for. If you particularly want something a little different, we'll go out and find it. So we have a lot of contacts. We've got a couple buyers out on the road that work directly with a lot of franchise new car dealers, so we can buy right from them all up and down the West Coast. I mean, we're buying everywhere.
You said you had to have a license. What type of a license do you have to have to sell cars?
We carry a dealer's license.
Okay.
We all carry the same. Every dealer has the same type of license. So we have.
Whether you're a large dealer or a small dealer, you have to have a license.
Same license.
One of the things that I've always said about Lule's Car Connection is there's no pressure. You walk in here and you're greeted by Matt or whoever's out there, and there's no pressure. You tell them what you're looking for, and if you've got something on the lot, here it is. If not, here's what we have. But there's no pressure. There's none of the little games that sometimes buying a car, Don, is not a lot of fun.
Well, like I said, unfortunately, in my 38 years of being in business, that's how I got in the business, really, there's another background behind that. But I just didn't like to go into a store and try to buy a car and get jerked around. I was a young guy and always had nice, flashy cars. And sometimes the salesman wouldn't give me the time of day because they didn't think I could buy it, or they wanted to sell me something I didn't want. And that's something we've really strived ourselves on. No, there's no pressure. I mean, why pressure? They're going to be, if you pressure someone to buy today, they're going to bring it back tomorrow. So why pressure them? So we have found that they're going to come back if you take care of them up front. Even if they don't buy a car today, they might go wander around and they realize what's going on out there in the real world of buying a car. And they come back. We've seen it many times. Same afternoon, people will leave, don't realize what we got going on, and turn around and come back and buy a car.
Now, are you thinking in the back of your mind, I'll see you in a few minutes. I'll see you a little bit later on.
A lot of times we... you hear the terminology, we use it as B-backs. And a lot of times in the car business, people don't come back. But in our business, a B-back means they will be back. And we see it, it's very fortunate. I mean, there's no secret to what we're doing. We're just treating people the way that we want to be treated in return.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed with your staff is that if you meet with somebody, you sit with that one person, and that's who you deal with from start to finish.
Correct.
You don't have where a service manager or a sales manager will come in there and start playing the little games that they play. You're dealing with one person start to finish.
And that's just a difference in philosophy. I mean, I understand, you know, the big franchise dealers, they've got to work a little different program, and they've got a lot of people involved in their dealership, and we have found that we've streamlined it. You know, we run about four or five guys on staff out here selling every day. The fortunate thing is that they all sell a lot of cars. They're not having the pressure because they've got a lot of sales going on. When you go to the big dealership, you know, the average salesman might sell three or four cars because there's so many salesmen. Well, they don't ever make a real good living doing what they're doing. Here, my guys all work hard. We don't make a lot of commissions on it, but you sell a lot of cars. And doing so, we don't need to have a finance manager or a credit manager or a sales manager. Everybody knows the bottom line is we price our cars up front for what we can sell them for. And, you know, we might have a little wriggle room, but nothing like we used to. But we've never really worked that way. So if we got a car that we're in, you know, we're asking $22,000 for it, you know, we're probably in the car $20,000 in that neighborhood. You know, if we can make $1,000 that's kind of how we work, and the guys know they have that leeway to do that.
So when you say that there's not a lot of pressure on your guys, is some of these other dealerships, some of the larger dealerships, do they pressure their salesmen pretty hard?
Absolutely. Well, because there's so many of them.
Okay.
You know, I never have had that philosophy of why do I want to be overstaffed. That never lets anybody. It makes that guy, so that salesman that you're out there talking to on an average, and I don't want to say that in the bad and the negative. It's just the way it is out there. When you walk into a dealership, and if you've got to sell a car and you're only selling four or five cars a month, you really got to put the sale on right now. You only have that opportunity. Where us, my guys are all selling 10, 15 cars a month each. you know, it's all about volume, but at the same time, as you're talking to the same guy before the sale, during the sale, and then if there's ever any questions or follow-up after the sale, same person.
Now, let's talk about, you said that you could find the car. If I was to walk in here and say, hey, Don, I'm looking for a 76 Ford Mustang. Are you going to be able to go out and find a 1976 Ford Mustang lime green with a black vinyl top?
Yes, we can. What's interesting is the internet's changed the market. Our internet has really changed. You know, I mean, when I started doing this in the early 80s, nobody had the internet. Nobody knew how to find a car. You know, we had Auto Trader and a few publications, and that's all anybody could do. So you really had to work with network of dealers. And today, anybody can get on. I have many clients that come to me and say, hey, Don, I want you to find me a car, and they bring me five of them they found online. Well, that's all great and hunky-dory. Go find the car on the internet. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to get it? How are you going to finance it? How are you going to check it out? What are you going to do? You got to trade in. You need financing again. What are you going to do? You can't, nobody, the average guy, it's hard to go buy a car like that. So we're still there. So I have a lot of people. We have our own network of finding cars between dealers and more dealers and different specialty auctions sometimes. But at the same time, many of our clients, they're at home scavenging around on the internet, and they find a car and they say, hey, Don, can you guys, not me directly anymore, but they'll bring us a car they found in Florida and wherever it is. And, you know, so they just hand it over to us. And now we facilitate it.
So you'll go out of the area looking for this car.
Oh, yeah, we find cars everywhere.
Any excuse to get on a plane to go to Florida, right?
Yeah.
Let me go look for it personally.
Yeah, personally.
Where's the furthest you've actually found a car?
We found stuff. I'm a little apprehensive on the East Coast, but we bring a lot of stuff from the, not, won't say a lot, we bring a few cars from the East Coast, but they've got it, but pretty much late model stuff. You know, if we get a late model Range Rover or Mercedes or a Bentley or something of that nature, you know, those cars are always in really nice condition, so I'm not too concerned about East Coast rust and things like that that you hear about.
How do you determine what shape that car is in? Let's just say, for instance, this Mustang I'm asking you about, you found it in Poughkeepsie, New York. How do you know that it's a good running car?
Well, fortunately, over the years, I've been really involved with, we get into classic cars, I've been behind the classic car industry a lot, and so, you know, you've got contacts. So being involved with, say, the Mustang clubs, you know, I would get a hold of a Mustang expert in that area, and I would have that Mustang guy go look at that car for us. And so he would do an inspection for us. And up front, you tell the buyer, we're going to pay for $250 to have a pre-purchase inspection done by an expert Mustang. Same way with Corvettes or something of that nature.
Okay, so Don, you found my car in Poughkeepsie, New York. How do I get it?
So now we facilitate the whole thing. We're going to take care of the money. We're going to buy it. You've already agreed upon the price. We're going to handle the transportation. We're going to pick it up. Now, if you need financing, we're going to finance it for you. That's all done prior to even the car being picked up. Then we ship the car out here. We detail the car up, make sure everything's what it's supposed to be.
You and I are going to sit down before that deal's ever done and say, this is what it's going to cost for us to transport the car back out here, detail the car, whatever we have to do to the vehicle?
Exactly. Yeah, everything's predetermined.
Okay, so there's no surprises at all?
No surprises.
All right. Did you find my car yet?
Yep.
Have you ever looked for one and looked for it, and you just can't find the car?
Yeah, there's times you get that. I always kind of joke, what's funny when we do have that is a customer will line us up that they want that green 76 Mustang with the black vinyl top, and the next thing you know is we're not finding one, and they find a 1970 blue with white top. If you would have told us you wanted the blue with white top, we maybe would have found that car earlier. But
sure,
we jokingly laugh about that. Is all we ever tell people is, if you've got a change of heart or we're not finding what you want, but you're thinking about something else, let us know, because that opens it up.
What's the average time to look for? I mean, it could be anywhere from a week. You might find it tomorrow, or you might find it
exactly
6 months from now.
I mean, you take a late model car. If someone asks us for a late model vehicle, we're going to find, you know, that car generally can be found in a matter of, you know, 24 hours to a week. That's pretty easy. With the internet, again, that helps. It's the same. We're all looking at the same resources to find cars. It's just, what are we going to do about it?
My ex-wife a few years ago came in here looking for a red Honda, and you did not have one on the lot. We left, and it wasn't even 2 hours later. Matt calls and says, okay, got your Honda. Like, seriously? Would you go out and paint one of your cars or something? But no, they found it just that quickly.
Nope, that's what we do.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest, Don Lule, as we continue to broadcast from Lule's Car Connection, located over here on Mission Street, 2055 Mission Street Southeast here in Salem. The phone number here is 503-363-3426.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
If you would like us to come to your business for a broadcast, drop us a line at terry at 1220.am or catch me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Terry Saul. Now here's what I want you to say this time. I want you to say, you're listening to Terry Saul Saltissimo.
Terry, I'm not going to say that.
Say tall Saltissimo.
You can't even say it. No, how was that again?
Saltissimo.
I'm not going to say it.
Come on.
No.
3 years, you think you can get it right. Say, you're listening to Terry Saul, Saltissimo.
I don't want to do this again.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, Terry Saul. We are broadcasting today from Lule's Car Connection on Mission Street, 2055 Mission Street Southeast. Our guest is Don Lule, and you haven't always been here. You were downtown for a while, weren't you?
Well, I started out on Fairgrounds Road back in the early 80s. That's
okay.
Where my first little lot was, and then I've owned several independent lots around town, and I was downtown, I think, by the time we met in the late 80s, early 90s, is when I had a little boutique lot down there. And
that was a kind of a tiny little lot.
That was a great lot.
Yeah.
I look back, and that was a fun time because I was, you know, it was a small store, and I got a chance to talk to my customers every day. And today, things are a little different. I don't get the chance to talk to my customers all the time.
What is your background, Don? I see Lule homes. I see Lule trucks. I see Lule everywhere. Is that all you? Are you that Lule from all over the place?
Yeah.
Where were you born and raised?
I'm a local bumpkin, born and raised here in Staten, just down the highway here, you know, 7-8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Our family's background has been in the logging business. It's kind of my grandfather and his brothers. And then my dad was a builder in the 60s, and then we built houses. So I learned to be in a... A lot of people don't realize that my background really started from building homes.
So it's not cars?
Not cars. We always had kind of nice cars over the years. So as I, you know, got old enough to... I always had some pretty cool cars, and my dad was a builder, and we just was good times and bad times, and through the late 70s, and, you know, built houses all the way. My dad and I built houses all the way up until 1980 when the market crashed, and then that's when I really got into the car business.
But you're still building houses now, though.
So things, you know, took off. We built, you know, started a car lot in the early 80s. That took off really good, continued dabbling in houses, and then that really took off in the mid-80s, and I did that on my own. So that's been under Lule Homes and Don Lule Homes, close to 40 years on my own. And then the car business has always been up and down, and the construction business also. So that's kind of what we've done. I've moved, stayed with the car lot for all these years and continued building homes.
What do you enjoy the most? All of it?
All of it. I really do. I like the people. I mean, we enjoy, I love cars, so that's kind of hard to talk, but dealing with cars and homes, and it's you know, it's what you do. It's in your blood.
Growing up, you went to school in Staten?
Graduated at Axe Cascade.
In the sports? And
We were all kind of played a lot of sports, had scholarships to go on and do some other things out of high school, and I had an architect scholarship. The construction, the home building was pretty darn good in 19 and late 78 time frame. So I gave that all up to stay in the family home building business, and that lasted about a year and a half, and there was no home building business.
Right.
But yeah, that's our background.
You actively look for land to develop right now?
Yeah, we're developers. We really took off with that over the last 15 years or so. So that's another one of my companies is we buy dirt and we build the infrastructure and build all the lots. And then we're kind of unique as the builder. And then I sell the lots to my construction company who builds the homes. We build it. We buy the dirt, put the streets in. And then we sell the lots to my construction company who builds the actual houses.
Okay, so if you're putting the streets in, and are you doing all that? Are you going
to... No, I have just key people. I have project managers. We have all of our own heavy equipment. We do all of our own stuff, so we're pushing dirt ourselves, but not physically. No, I just drive around and make sure everybody's doing their job.
Last time we talked, you told me that you go out to almost every one of your properties that are under construction daily. Do you still do that?
I still try to. I may not make it stick around as long. I mean, I'm in my slacks and loafers, and I pull up, but I am generally trying to be on every project we got. I try to be there every day. I may only be 5 or 10 minutes, but I'm on the job. And occasionally I have a chance to, and I always get to meet up with the crews. Sometimes when I'm out on the home sites, I'm able to meet up with my homeowners, which really makes it nice.
But you've also been known to pick up a shovel.
I can still get my, I still grab my bags, and I have all my tools. I still know how to do it every once in a while.
So you pick up a shovel, and you'll move some dirt around a little bit, then you come down and sell a car.
I fake it real good.
Yeah. We're going to take another break here, and when we come back, more with today's guest, Don Lule. When we come back, we're going to talk about your wife, Teresa Lule, has an insurance here in town, and we'll chat a little bit about that. We're listening to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Our guest today is Don Lule from Lule's Car Connection. Lule's, I guess, Lule Group, is that what we would call it?
That's our umbrella.
And if you would like to get in touch with Don, you can give us a holler down here at 503-363-3426. That's 503-363-3426. They're located on Mission Street, 2055 Mission Street Southeast here in Salem. And you can also catch them online at www.lulescarconnection.net. That's www.lulescarconnection.net. A short break. We'll be right back.
This is Donnie Osmond. You listen to my friend Terry Saul. By the way, have you seen Terry lately? He is dropping weight like crazy. I think he thought I was serious when I told him if he reached his goal weight by the time he came to Las Vegas to open for Louis Anderson in August, I would teach him how to sing Puppy Love. Whatever. Okay, so here's the deal. Terry's wife, Patty, emailed me. Terry is singing in the shower. Oh, that can't be good. Uh-uh. Here, Terry, have some pizza and a cheeseburger, please.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
From the San Francisco Bay City Bombers roller derby team, and you're listening to my buddy Terry Saul, Saltissimo.
Good morning, we are back. This is Terry Saul's Saturday morning show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host. I'm so glad that you joined us, and today we are talking with Don Lule from the Lule Group. Today we are broadcasting from Lule's Car Connection on Mission Street. Not only do you build homes, not only do you sell cars, but you're also in the insurance business. Your wife, Teresa Lule, is in the insurance business?
Yeah, Teresa has, it's unfortunate she couldn't be here today, but Teresa has a State Farm agency she's had for over 20 years on Commercial Street. Been there for her whole period. She's been with State Farm for over 35 years, and I had to kind of, she kind of reminded me a little bit of this when I told her I was coming today. But yeah, she's been with State Farm. She followed State Farm from Bloomington, Illinois, their corporate headquarters. Where she's from, moved out here. And so she's been affiliated with State Farm for over 35 years. And then...
How long have you two been married?
18 years.
Now, you are aware, I don't like Teresa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are aware of that. Because Teresa and I competed against each other in a Dancing with the Salem Stars.
That's right.
And she smoked me. No, and she beat me pretty bad. So I don't want to interview her anyhow. Heck of a dancer. And you were there too, but you were kind of pulling for your wife.
Yeah,
you
for know? Some reason.
Yeah,
she
some reason.
Better, she got
yeah.
better looking legs.
Well, yes, that she does. What does Teresa do now? Is she just strictly for automobiles? Does she do homes?
Oh,
does
full
she
line.
Do what
State
does she
Farm,
talk about?
You know, State Farm's one of the largest insurance companies in the world. And so again, I don't deal with the day to day. I just get a chance to see and hear. She has the full line, so you can insure your business, your house, your cars, your household belongings, life insurance, health insurance. State Farm is in the banking now, so you can have
really?
Credit cards, you can have checking accounts.
Is that something new?
Yeah, in the last, I don't know, 5-8 years, they got into the banking business. I could be off. It might be even 10 years. So, yeah, it's they're a full-fledged deal. It's pretty interesting.
All right. And where's she located?
890 Commercial Street, Commercial and Mission Street.
Okay. And you have a phone number for Teresa?
503-378-1100.
And, of course, or you can catch her online at teresalule.com. Actually, if you wanted to send her a specific email, you can go to Teresa, that's T-E-R-E-S-A, at teresalule.com. And, of course, her phone number, as Don said, it's 378-1100, 378-1100. She is located over there at 890 Commercial Street Southeast, and she'll take care of all of your insurance needs. Now, one of the questions that we were talking a little bit off the air, Don, is the financing. You have some pretty good rapport with the different financing company. If you have somebody that comes in that doesn't have A1 credit, can you still help them get into a vehicle?
Absolutely. You know, it's fortunately when you have the following of clients that we've had, our quality of customers, you know, not everybody has perfect credit. There's been people get blemishes in their credit, and you know, but that doesn't mean they're not good people. You know, that's the fortunate thing that we hit on a little earlier about my guys all directly involved with the sale from the start to the finish. So when you're looking someone straight in the eye and you're trying to get them financed, and when you go to the bank to get them financed, you're not telling the bank a story. You're actually telling the people what they're good people. They've went through some bad times, and can we help them put together? And because of the amount of paper that we sell to a lot of the big lenders, we're able to get some really good interest rates by far better than what a lot of the other dealers are, because we don't have what we call loss ratios. It gets kind of complicated, but our paper's good. People make their payments, and the bank knows that. So when they look at the overall average of our customers, we don't have a lot of repossessions. They don't have a lot of late payments. It's like someone selling life insurance. If you're selling someone life insurance and they die every day, you're not going to sell life insurance very long.
Right.
So we have pretty good paper when it comes to financing.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago about repossessions. Do you have to go out and repossess
the
vehicles?
No. We sell our paper to our lenders, like Wells Fargo and some of the big lenders and the local.
So how does that work, Don? If I walk in here and I'm buying a car today, let's just say I see this Honda outside here that I want. I buy the car from you. You do what with that? You take that paper and you sell it to a bank or somebody?
Correct.
How does it work?
So we have pre-qualifications here that we have authorization to do. So if you fit the criteria up front, you fill out a credit app and you fill everything criteria up front, you can be an instant approval with us. And we sign you up. We've already got approval from the bank because we have that authority. We sign you up. You sign the contracts. You're on your way. With the car. You're done. I mean, we can have people in and out of here as little as 15 minutes.
Get out of here. Seriously?
No, doesn't take very long. Doing that, and then we, come the next day, we're turning a contract into the bank, and the bank funds us. So if that car is $20,000 and we financed 18, we're going to get a check for $18,000, and we don't hear about it again. Only time we were talking about earlier is if we start to have a lot of loss ratios, a lot of losses, they're going to come down to us and say, hey, what's going on here? You're selling a lot of bad paper, and you know, you're going to start paying more interest rates. You're going to start doing this and that.
If somebody does have some, you call them blemishes on their credit, such as, let's go with medical. Everybody seems to have medical issues sooner or later in their life.
Yes.
Is that something that the lenders look real hard at?
Well, absolutely, but they're looking for the story. There's a reason why
they
went to that. And when you're dealing, when the salesman, my guys, myself included, are talking to the individual and you get to hear their story, there's many times that our banker, our lender, whoever that happens to be, will get on the phone directly with the individual and talk to them and say, hey, what's your story? Well, I went through this. I went through a divorce and I ended up with the kids' medical bills or whatever the story is. But when they get the chance to hear that, what got them there, a lot of times the lenders will look past that. And then they're also feeling confident because they're buying a good car. You know, we're not out here selling the car they're going to be making payments on that's going to break down tomorrow. So that changes the lender's philosophy a lot. Is that if they're here, the car is probably a pretty darn nice car. And if there's a problem with the car, they know that Lule is going to take care of it.
That doesn't happen in a lot of other lots, though, where they can actually talk to the lender, does it?
No, but that's relationships again. We have those kind of relationships.
Let's talk a little bit about your construction here. Now, you've got some subcontractors that you've been working with for years. Is that right?
Yeah, we're fortunately, again, we have our own full staff that works, you know, directly with us, and then we have subcontractors. We've got, you know, a lot of our local contractors are local. We have subcontractors that have been with us that started with my dad back in the mid-60s. And, you know, and obviously it's generations after generations, but many of our contractors that I have, many of them, if I look down the list that I'm seeing here, we've been working together for 20, 25, 30 years. And some as long as 1966 is the longest one.
We've got about 5 minutes left on this segment here. Let's talk a little bit about some of your homes. Now, what type of homes do you build, Don? Are these homes that you think about, or are these people who come to you and say, hey, this is what I want, and then you piece it together?
Well, I start, you know, over the years, we did do custom homes. I built a lot of homes out at McNary Estates in that kind of environment. So that was really what I got into, building 3 or 4 nice custom homes a year as people requested them. And then I got into, in the last 20 plus years, I really got into more of a custom production home.
What is that?
So I have, you know, 5 or 6, 7 floor plans that I've repeatedly built.
Okay.
And we put a lot of, I built a Chevrolet with Cadillac option, and that seems to work pretty well. So, and what I mean by that is that, you know, we put really good quality into the product. We'll also add some granite and stainless appliances and some nice features that just set us apart from the competition. And, you know, and we're in a price range. We have a niche today, believe it or not, an affordable house is $300,000. And it's getting tough to stay there, but that's been our market. We've been averaging 40 to 50 houses a year for quite a few years now.
Well, that's quite a jump going from 5 or 6 houses a year to 40 or 50 now.
That's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. We're closing on one on an average every 7 to 10 days.
Is there a certain area that people seem to want to live?
We kind of concentrate in South Salem, but I have built all over the valley. But we buy most of our dirt we buy is in the South Salem corridor. Mm-hmm. Kubler. And using Kubler as an idea, we just closed on another 10 acres last week that we're clearing and mowing right now, getting it ready to start surveying for another 44-lot subdivision. We got a project we're putting in streets and utilities over at 27th and Boone called Boonewood Estates. That's a 30-lot subdivision, and majority of those are already sold.
When you look for an area there and you see, as you call it, a pile of dirt that you're going to buy, how long does it take from the time you buy that pile of dirt until the people move into their brand new home?
If we're really lucky, 12 to 18 months, if we're really lucky. I would say better be thinking 18 months.
Does weather play a big issue?
Weather and just getting everything designed and permitted and approved by our local jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. What's the longest it's taken?
Oh, I've done some projects where it's taken 2 years to get it to
Why is that? Just because
lot.
Of?
Just neighborhoods trying to get everything approved. Everybody's got to hold hands and make it all happen.
We're going to take another quick break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we have more with our guest, Don Lule from Lule's Car Connection. Well, actually, the Lule Group, I keep saying that. We are broadcasting, though, from Lule's Car Connection on Mission Street. Have any big sales going on this weekend?
We always got a sale.
What's the big smoking value you have out there right now?
Today, it looks like we're into the Dodge, the Challenger business. Dodge Challengers. It looks like that's.
Are they making a comeback, those Dodge Challengers?
We sell the heck out of them.
Challengers or Chargers? Which one? Both?
The Challenger seems to be. We sell both, but the Challenger, yeah. As I look at my inventory, we've got three of them out here today.
And they're pretty good cars?
Very.
What do you drive?
I still in my Corvettes. I've had Corvettes all my life, and that's just what I still...
Yeah.
That's kind of my go-to car.
Your go-to? Is that what you came in today? I didn't see what you drove.
I'm driving a new Grand Sport. Yeah.
Yeah, good. And what's Teresa drive? Anything she wants, right?
She drives pretty... she has a new... drives. She likes her Range Rover. She can haul the grandkids.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment with our final minutes with Don Lule from... Lule's Car Connection and the Lule Group. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
This is Terry Fader.
And I'm Winston the Impersonating Turtle.
Hey, you're listening to my buddy, Terry Saul.
Saltissimo!
Welcome back to the final few minutes this morning. Our guest has been Don Lule from the Lule Group. See, we did it right this time. We didn't say Lule's Car Connection, but that's where we're broadcasting from today is Lule's Car Connection over on Mission Street there. Had a chance on that last break to take a look at some of these beautiful cars here. They're just unbelievable. You know, when you're not selling cars, when you're not selling insurance, when you're not building homes and developing dirt, as you call it, you like to get in an airplane, don't you?
Yeah, when I have time, I like to
say. And you actually fly?
I actually fly.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does your airplane say Lule on the side of it?
It does say Lule. It's funny you say that.
Yeah. Where do you fly? Locally here?
Local. I just have a little Cessna 172 Skyhawk that I've had for 20-some years. It just,
you know, that's about as big as a Volkswagen.
Yeah, it's maybe not even that big.
Yeah. And where do you fly? Just around?
Just around the valley. I mean, we might make a trip. I don't get to fly as much as I used to. I really need to start working on it. Everybody pushes me on that. But I still have a beautiful little plane that I keep here in the Salem Airport. So,
and how'd you get started doing that?
Just something I've done about everything else you could do. If it's got an engine in it, I own one or I've done it. So
yeah, but you're also 3,000 feet above above the other engines.
Yeah, we make sure it runs well.
Yeah. any close calls?
Pray to God, no. I've been very fortunate to pay attention, and yeah, no, I've never had anything.
Now, is it insured through Teresa?
No, State Farm does not insure airplanes.
Uh-oh. Did I just start trouble now?
Yeah, that probably started, but maybe they'll make them think about it. Maybe I'll think about it.
Some of the other things, like I say, when you're not flying now, you're also involved in the Boys and Girls Club. You've been involved with them for years?
Yeah, I've been on the board with the Boys and Girls. We've been a big part of the organization for many years in the past, all through the I can think back, clear back in the late 60s, friends of mine I went to school with went to the first Boys and Girls Club in different sporting, because they were really known for their sports activities after school. And then I got on the board, got asked to be on the board probably 20 years ago, and been real active with as much as I have time to be active. But they might say I'm a little more active than I really am.
You're also involved with the, it used to be called the Women's Crisis, but now it's called the Center for Hope and Safety.
Yeah, we support a lot of...
It's an incredible program.
...programs. And it used to be, like I said, the Women's Crisis Center. We've always seen a strong support for them. But there's a lot of other organizations, too, that are as needy and can use people's support.
Yeah, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but you're also on a lot of other boards and activities. Why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the other stuff that you're involved with?
Well, obviously we've been Rotarians for about 20 years. Also, it seemed like 20 years ago. It seemed like a lot of things changed around, but we've been with Salem Rotary in different levels, and I'm not been an actual board member there, but I've been on a lot of committees, kind of behind the scenes there. Been involved with the Home Builders Association, been involved with the Oregon Independent Dealers Association, the National Independent Dealers Association, been with the Chamber of Commerce for many years, sat on many state-appointed, governor-appointed committees for the construction business and for the car business, passed a lot of bills to regulate our industry. So again, that's not becomes nonprofit. Well, I guess you can say it's nonprofit because I'm not working when I'm doing all that. But but we've really been involved with a lot of the local charity organizations and trying to help in our community.
And the Citizens Award that you won or you received?
Yeah, Teresa and I won last.
That's got to be an exciting.
2000. I don't know what year was that. 2016. We won the Citizens Award, Distinguished Citizens Award, which is a real honor. I mean, it's like I said, we're kind of behind the scenes. I'm not one to toot our horn to what we do within the community, but it's nice for people to still recognize you a little bit, pat you on the back a little bit.
What are you most proud of?
You know, I don't. That's a hard question. I think I hope that we're producing a legacy that will pass on down the line. We have our kids and grandkids. Are seeing it that I don't think we have a bad reputation. I think we have a very good reputation in the community, both in the business and giving back to the community. So I think that just being able to be a big part of the community and watch it grow and all in a very positive fashion.
How much longer do you think you can continue at this pace?
At the current pace,
another week or two.
The doctors are telling me I need to slow it down a tad bit. Everything's good, but get the heart rate up a little bit. But no, I don't. I'll never stop. I'm not saying that I won't dial it back in the next 4 or 5 years a little bit. But I think we're always going to be doing cars and buying some dirt and putting a house on it.
So you're not ready to retire yet?
I don't think I'll ever retire. I think I'll probably die living or working. So.
Yeah. When you're not doing all of this, what do you enjoy doing? Do you ever have a day where you just hang out at the house and watch football? No. you're always going someplace doing something.
That doesn't get the chance. We're very blessed to be able to have the wherewithal to go do things. So I suppose, for us to sit home and do nothing on a Saturday or Sunday is not something we can do. But, we ride Harleys. Like I said, if it's got a motor in it, I've got it. We ride Harleys. We do a lot of that. We do, old classic cars, exotic cars. We'd like to do a little bit of that.
Teresa ride Harley with you?
She rides with me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got back a little ride Sunday. So, yeah, we still ride quite a bit. We've got bikes at different homes and cars at different homes. It allows us the chance to go explore and enjoy, and we're always on the go.
When you say different homes, when you're not in Salem, where do you like to go to?
We have a home in Arizona. We spend quite a bit of time down there. We're down there about every 3 or 4 weeks, not for the summer. They can have their 115 degree weather.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember, as we're running out of time here, I know that, but do you remember the toaster incident?
I do remember the toaster. That was my.
I made the mistake of blasting you on the radio one day.
I got those calls. And you got even. Yeah, yeah. That was
not,
the next time you were asked for a free token for referrals. That's what you get, isn't it?
He gave me. I was teasing you on the radio, saying, as much as I've bought cars, and at least the guy could do is give me something, a blender, something. And you pulled out a toaster out of some box underneath your desk. It's probably still under there that had pieces all over the place, falling apart. But you know something, Don? That toaster worked great.
It worked probably the best toaster you got.
It probably is. Don Lule from Lule's Car Connection, the Lule Group. You are located over on Mission Street, 2055 Mission Street Southeast in Salem. The phone number here is 503-363-3426, 503-363-3426, or you can even contact Teresa Lule if you're interested in some insurance. She can take care of all of your needs, 503-378-1100. That's 503-378-1100. Sir, it's been a pleasure, as always. I consider you a friend. Would you come back and do this again sometime
with
us?
Love to.
All right, thank you. Our guest has been Don Lule from the Lule Group. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 KSLM AM and FM. We'll see you back here next week. Take care.
Hi, this is Crystal Gale, and you're listening to Terry Saul.
If you would like us to come to your business for a broadcast, drop us a line at terry@1220.am or catch me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Terry Saul. A big thank you to our special guest, and we will be back next week and do this all over again at 10 a.m. on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Have a great and safe week. Today's show was produced by Leon J. Tacky, and it goes without saying this has been a Tacky production.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.